You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, B. Ohio State's defending national champion, right?
Yep.
Ohio State just beat Texas in the opener?
Yep.
Lou Holtz talking about Ryan Day and Ohio State. They're not a great football team. I would not be overwhelmed about facing Ohio State. I wrote him a congratulatory letter, but I never heard back.
That's called haterade. So that's probably why he didn't write you back, because you've been knocking him all the time.
I mean, like, are they great, all-time great? You think about that Georgia team, maybe 21 with the incredible defense. I think about 2019 LSU, some of those Bama teams that were incredible, Cam Newton at Auburn, like, some of the incredible teams of my lifetime, I'm not sure they're there. FSU that beat Mike Vick in the title game. But Ohio State's pretty damn great right now.
Yeah.
All right, I wanted to get to this. This is pretty interesting, B.
That's like somebody go on air and they just talk trash about you. Then they call you and say, hey, man, I just want to say congratulations. I'm probably going to just give you the cold shoulder, just tell you one finger salute. Keep moving. And Lou Holtz has been around a long time.
Yeah.
But Lou Holtz is all Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He don't give a lot of other people credit. So sometimes, look, dude, just because you're a little older don't mean you can't be told where to get the hell off the bus too now.
Right. He's 88.
Come on. Please. You can say, see, as people get older, they want to say slick stuff. Guess what? It can come right back at you now.
Sure.
You get respected until you don't give it.
Right. All right, NFL.com's Cynthia Freeland is the analytics expert for NFL.com, and she went through and took data from the past 12 NFL seasons to create kind of this historic reference for personnel schemes, matchups, all that stuff, to determine projected wins for their teams. Simulated a million different games, okay? I'm sorry, a million different runs of every game, which... would these computer analytics be is the most wins in the NFC?
The total NFC, that just needs.
Yeah, total NFC.
Based off of?
272 million game simulations.
This year?
Yeah.
They're probably going to tell you the Eagles?
They are going to tell you the Eagles.
Okay.
They've got the Eagles with 11.6 wins. Which is right in line with Vegas.
Vegas
has them at about 11.5.
Yeah.
Not to mention the Parsons trade probably tilts the NFC East more toward Philly or even Washington's favor.
Yeah, then they start making Green Bay jump up that ladder too.
So they got the Eagles tops in the NFC with 11.6 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is number two in the whole NFC?
Green Bay.
Nope.
Not? Commanders.
Burgundy and gold.
Yeah.
10.4 wins.
I just thought Micah would throw the which call him up a little bit. And then also what I was just listening to Neil, he said they had Green Bay as the second highest team in the Green Bay in the NFCs.
So for these simulations, these analytics determine the Eagles' win ceiling is 13. So they could see the Eagles going as well as 13-4. Their floor is 10.4. So maybe they go 10-7.
Okay.
Washington's, I find this really interesting. The gap between the ceiling and the floor is significantly higher, but they have Washington's ceiling higher than Philly. 13.1 for Washington as the ceiling, 8.9 for the floor.
All right.
And with the win total being 10.4. Vegas has Washington at 9.5 for their team total. So if you buy these numbers, there's good money on the over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading now from NFL.com. You'll notice that Washington's ceiling is slightly higher than the Eagles. So my model sees a world in which the NFC East has a new champion for the 21st consecutive season. One reason my model likes the Commanders, it loves the Laremy Tunsil edition. Last season, the five-time Pro Bowler recorded an 8.3% pressure rate, which was tied for the 12th lowest among left tackles with at least 200 pass-blocking snaps per next-gen stats. I don't think we talk about Tunsil enough and what that should do for this offensive line. B, the big knock on Tunsil in Houston was the penalties. Do you think that's who he is, or do you think that's something that can change?
Yeah, he gets a lot of penalties. That could change.
A lot of false starts, a lot of holds.
That could change. That could change. Because what I learned about this team here, they run so many quick snaps there, but you don't give a dude a chance to jump. I don't do a lot of hard counts. So that could help him out. You know, if you got some of these plays like where it's so long and you some guys get a little antsy, especially when you're the left tackle and you're going against the best athlete on the other team.
Sure.
So you're trying to jump it and catch and get a head start.
You know they're trying to time you up.
Yeah, so that could change.
Third on this list, Detroit at 10.1. Their ceiling is 12.8, floor 8.9. I think we have underrated Dan Campbell in the praise, particularly of Ben Johnson, but Aaron Glenn as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think both those assistants deserve head coaching opportunities, and they are both really good at what they do. Glenn is more that motivator guy.
Yeah.
Johnson more the schematic guy. But I think Campbell drives that bus in Detroit.
He does. I look at Aaron Glenn. You saw how many – he lost a ton of people on the defense side of the ball, but he still had them there. Ben Johnson made some decisions in the game against us and other games to where I'm scratching my head still, like, what the hell were you thinking? So I don't know if that loss is as big, because you do have a veteran quarterback.
Right.
Who knows the system and can go run things. I don't know if Ben's is as big as losing AG, but I think Dan Campbell, everything came from him anyway. The meathead attitude seems like, but he has smart players. He has tough players. That attitude comes from Dan Campbell, not everybody else.
I think the biggest loss in Detroit is on the O-line. Ragnow retired. I think they have another guy hurt. If your O-line gets hurt, like, I like Goff, but he's an on-schedule dude. Three steps, go. Five steps, go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Goff, he's tough. He'll stand in that pocket, take a lick, but, like, he's not a guy that's going to create a ton off-schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get Aiden Hutchinson back, I think will help a lot. You wonder if he's the same guy after the injury. That takes a little bit of time. I think the Lions' new OC is Johnny Morton. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Johnny Morton was here for a hot second. Wasn't he a kick returner here? Didn't they trade for him?
I think I have a chat.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're right. You're right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Johnny Morton was there with Ben Johnson, then left and is coming back. So it's not like you're changing the system. I think underrate the Lions at your own decision, but I do think the Packers are coming. I think adding Micah Parsons to that pass to that Packers defense, Jordan Love, I think that rookie receiver they drafted, Matthew Golden, is going to be really good.
Did you see that little thing that Armin sent the other day?
Yeah, the 27-year-old thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Very.
How about this? So they go Eagles, Commanders, Lions, Packers, then the Bucks. People kind of sleep on the Bucks. Then the Niners. 9.6 wins for San Francisco, ceiling 12.9, floor 8.7. If the Niners were healthier, their projected win total would be higher. It's kind of that simple. There is one element they can lean on right now. George Kittle is good to go. That's huge, given that he trails only Brock Bowers in yards after the catch. They don't have healthy receivers out there.
Yeah, that's true. And Purdy without those healthy receivers is going to be a problem.
They lost Debo.
You can't go to your tight end every play.
And they don't have Debo. Who do you think – I don't think this one's that hard to figure out. Who do you think has the lowest projected win total in the NFC?
The Saints.
Might be looking at the Aints again down in the Big Easy.
Get the paper bags out, baby.
Dude, they have the Giants at 5.7 wins. Ceiling is 8. Floor is 4. It's going to be interesting for Big Blue. I think if the Giants are clearly not a playoff team, say we get to Thanksgiving and the Giants are 4-6, 5-7, you think Daboll makes the year?
No. Because I think if they start doing that, then the GM is going to completely jump ship on him and try to say it's his fault.
Self-preservation league.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Here's what I know. Football is finally here. And if you decide to get in on the action this season, you should. The American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Don't chase the money, people. Bet with legal sportsbooks only. Know the odds. Stick to a budget. And lastly, keep your cool. The result of a bet is never a reason to go online and start attacking coaches and players. Don't be that guy. It's lame behavior. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.